There's a Japanese art form called kintsugi, where broken pottery is repaired with lacquer mixed with gold, silver, or platinum. Instead of hiding the damage, the cracks become the most beautiful part of the piece, honored rather than disguised. This is wabi-sabi in its purest form, finding profound beauty not despite imperfection, but because of it. In our age of Instagram filters and curated perfection, this ancient philosophy offers something radical: permission to be beautifully, authentically flawed. It's not about lowering standards or giving up. It's about recognizing that the pursuit of perfection itself might be what's breaking us. Wabi-sabi emerged from 16th century Japan during an era of warfare and poverty. While wealthy elites hosted elaborate tea ceremonies with expensive Chinese imports, a revolutionary tea master named Sen no Rikyu created something entirely different. He built intimate tea rooms barely 3 square meters, replacing ornate decorations with humble bamboo and locally made vessels. This wasn't just aesthetic minimalism, it was a philosophical revolution. Rikyu transformed wabi, originally meaning poverty and insufficiency, into a celebration of simplicity itself. Meanwhile, sabi described the patina of age, the weathering that gives objects their soul. Together, these concepts articulate something beyond words, that feeling when you encounter something authentic and unpretentious that touches your heart. Most modern homes overflow with unused possessions. Closets stuffed with unworn clothes, drawers jammed with forgotten gadgets, surfaces covered with decorative items we no longer see. A wabi-sabi home offers something different, soulful simplicity. The Japanese call it igokochigayoi, a place for a happy heart. This isn't about stark minimalism or expensive furniture. Japanese potter Makiko Hastings believes her handcrafted plates become truly beautiful only when customers use and treasure them. Beauty lives in the experiencing, not just the seeing. Your home should tell your story through carefully chosen pieces that carry genuine meaning. That chipped mug from your grandmother's kitchen, the imperfect painting your child made. These objects possess what mass-produced perfection never can: soul. Start with honest decluttering. Gather items by category and ask, do I truly need this? Does it spark joy or serve a purpose? As possessions leave, negative thought patterns often release too. Then rebuild slowly. Clear everything out and add back only what serves the feeling you want to create. Japanese design principles emerge naturally: clear spaces, textured furnishings, nature indoors, neutral colors. Often, there's one detail inviting wonder, a single bloom in a tiny vase, a partly hidden view. Nature offers unconditional acceptance, no judgment of appearance, status, or mistakes. The Japanese divided the year into 24 small seasons and 72 micro seasons, with evocative names like East Wind Melts the Ice, creating a rhythm that calls us to notice constant change. Their language reveals this deep connection. Komorebi describes sunlight filtering through trees. Kogarashi names a winter wind. And 50 terms capture different types of rain. Place names like Akita, autumn rice paddy, reflect a worldview where humans and nature are inseparable. Modern science confirms ancient wisdom. Shinrin-yoku, forest bathing, increases natural killer cells that boost immunity against viruses and cancer, an effect lasting 7 days after a single walk. Even brief 15-minute exposures reduce blood pressure. City parks, flowers, even bonsai trees offer similar benefits. The medicine of the forest lives in our blood and bones. We need only show up to reconnect. At Ryawanji Temple in Kyoto stands a stone wash basin with 4 characters that, combined with the central water-holding square, form the phrase, "I have everything I need." This ancient wisdom challenges our modern pursuit of the perfect life, the right body, career, home, relationship, a predictable vision eliminating difficult emotions. Wabi-sabi offers liberating truth. If everything constantly changes, nothing can be absolutely complete. Therefore, nothing can be perfect. imperfection isn't a compromise, it's the ideal itself. You can say, I don't know it all, but I know enough. I don't have it all, but I have enough. I am enough. Visit a Japanese public bathhouse and witness this philosophy embodied. Women of all ages and body types move with quiet confidence, regardless of physical appearance. Without self-consciousness plaguing those raised on uniform images of perfection, they demonstrate comfortable relationships with their bodies. Like handcrafted pottery bearing the mark of human hands, we aren't meant to be flawless. Our imperfections make us unique, and our uniqueness makes each of us beautiful. The Japanese proverb, Nana Korobi, Ya Oki, means fall down 7 times, get up 8. While Japan values avoiding public failure, wabi-sabi embraces imperfection. The key is reframing failure, not welcoming it, but learning to handle it constructively. Japan's House of Light meditation space features a ceiling opening with colored frames that transform how the sky appears. This demonstrates that our experience of failure depends on how we frame it, through judgment or grace. Our best creative work emerges when we're open and honest, though this vulnerability invites criticism. Yet wabi-sabi teaches that true beauty requires an intuitive response. Your creativity must be shared for its beauty to exist. The only real failure is avoiding creation altogether. Failing forward builds inner wisdom for future challenges. In Omaricho, a dying former silver mining town, Tomi and Daikichi Matsuba revitalized their community through slow clothing. Starting with simple patchworks from old fabrics when Tomi was 43, they now employ 50 locals while renovating historic buildings. Their Life with Roots philosophy shows how careers unfold organically when following your heart. This applies to relationships too. The 4 principles of tea ceremony, harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility, offer a framework for connection. The Japanese phrase kuki o yomu, reading the air, refers to sensing atmosphere and acting accordingly, facilitating harmony through intuition rather than explicit demands. As we age, wabi-sabi becomes even more relevant. Japan boasts the world's highest life expectancy, with nearly 68,000 centenarians. The rural village of Matsukawa leads through natural living. Residents work in fields, eat homegrown food, and maintain strong community ties. 94-year-old Mineo Kanye embodies this wisdom. We don't need much to live a good life. When you are grateful for what you have and share it with those you love, whatever else you need comes. As one Zen priest explains, wabi-sabi teaches us to enjoy the aging process. It's okay to get old. Like kintsugi pottery with its golden cracks, your life's fractures aren't flaws. They're the most interesting parts of your story. Every struggle overcome, every failure survived, every moment of authentic vulnerability has created the unique person you are today. Wabi-sabi isn't asking you to settle or stop growing. It's inviting you to stop chasing an airbrushed fantasy while missing the profound beauty already present in their ordinary, extraordinary life. The morning light on your kitchen counter, the laugh lines mapping every moment of joy, the worn spot on your favorite chair. These aren't imperfections. They're your life, lived fully and authentically. In a world selling productivity and pills and mindfulness and apps, wabi-sabi offers something more powerful: permission to be human, to age, fail, create imperfectly, and love messily. Your cracks are where the light gets in. Let them shine.